True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right. Welcome back to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We are keeping an eye on some breaking news right now. There were reports of an airliner that has crashed in India. It was on its way to Gatwick Airport in London. 240 people on board. Apparently, it only got about 600 or 700 feet up in the air when it came back down in the subdivision. And it was a 787 Dreamliner, it looks like. A very big plane, obviously filled with fuel. There's a lot of smoke. They don't have any fatality estimates yet other than to say a lot of people. Now, there were initial reports that there were survivors on the ground. That could have been survivors from the neighborhood. None of that is clear right now. But if we get any more information in terms of numbers or a reason why they think this happened, I was listening to some Fox News analysis earlier. And there is video, somebody has video of the plane as it's taking off, and it never even retracted its landing gear.
Oh, like, wow.
Like, that's something, one of the first things a pilot does when they get off the ground, they bring up that landing gear, which I always thought was a little premature. And I'm not a pilot, but I'm thinking, what if you needed that again in an emergency?
Leave them up for just little bit longer.
Why not just leave it hanging down there for a minute? But in this case, the gear was still down, and they were having apparently some sort of major problems. This is one of those airplanes with multiple engines. It wasn't just like, I don't think, a two-engine deal.
I mean, but the fact that you're saying it only went up 600, 700
that's what they're
feet
saying
and
on
then
Fox.
Came right back down. I know, yeah. NTSB will be investigating this, but that tells you, I would think that tells you that there was something clearly wrong with the plane. And so the question, of course, is, well, who inspected that?
Yeah, and we don't know what that looks like in India, but that's the breaking news that's out this morning. So welcome back to the show. We'll keep an ear on that for you. We've got Tom Ackerman coming up, Jim Talent in the next hour. There are warnings that in the Middle East this morning. They're telling non-essential embassy workers to leave a number of embassies in the Middle East. I don't know if this is, I think there's a couple things you could take from this. I'm anxious to get Jim Talent's take on it because he studies foreign affairs, been with the Reagan Institute, and his name was thrown around for Secretary of Defense during the last Trump administration. It makes you wonder if, number one, it's a way to bluff Iran into believing that they're getting ready to take out their nuclear reactors, or Israel's getting ready to take out their nuclear reactors, and they're starting to clear American personnel out of that region. I don't know. It's not a good turn of events, no matter how you look at it. So if we get more details on that one, we'll tell you. We're going to talk to Jim at about 7:20. I've got State Rep Mark Mathiesen on with us a little later. You know what happened yesterday, as expected. The stadium bill sailed through the House. I think it was like a 32 vote margin?
More than, so yeah, it was 90 to 58 was the vote.
Okay. All right. 30, yeah. Okay.
32.
32. 32 votes.
Yeah, that's right.
Was exactly, we thought it would be 40. Wow. We took 7 votes away from them.
Way to go.
We, the opponents who think it was complete and utter nonsense.
They probably listened to the show and it changed their mind, you know?
The powers that be got what they wanted. And you got nothing. Nothing. Because the tax cap's going to get tossed out. And then what do you have? You have nothing but tax subsidies for the Royals, the Chiefs, and, oh, potentially the Cardinals, were told after the fact, would also be eligible for up to $500 million in funding of some sort. So I don't know. It was a raw deal. We'll talk to Mark Mathiesen about it. He was against it. He voted no. He was one of the no votes. I'm just anxious to hear how the process went, because it didn't. There wasn't even hardly any debate, it sounds like. It was just rubber stamped by the Missouri House of Representatives, which is a real shame. Your representatives not representing the people's best interests here in any way, shape, or form. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, Jen Olson from the Wentzville School District on that Supreme Court decision regarding bathroom policies. And that was a big story yesterday that we talked about in the last hour. We'll get to more on that for you coming up just a little bit later, because it's just been one of those days, right? Lots of good stuff out of D.C. Caroline Leavitt chewing them up and absolutely spitting them out yesterday. We've got protests in the streets in St. Louis, and you know, it's just one of those situations where we don't know what's going to happen Saturday. Somebody sent me a picture earlier, a freeze frame from the No Kings protests that are planned on June 14th. You know what they're calling it now, Kim? They've come up with a new slogan for it. It's a nationwide day of defiance.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Now, I'll go to Defiance and have a cocktail because it's just down the road from me. But this is in no way, shape, or form some nationwide day of defiance, because there's nothing you can do about it. For you insane people out there that think you're going to go hold a sign and wave it on the side of the street, or you're going to block a highway, you're not stopping this. You're going to get 4 solid years of the largest mass deportation in the history of the United States. And you know why? Because Donald Trump is bringing what he campaigned on to life. This is exactly what he told you he was going to do. If I need to take you back to the campaign, let me take you back to the campaign just for a moment in case there's any confusion here.
Kamala's illegals are also crushing your wages and stealing your jobs. Last month alone, think of this, American-born workers lost 1.3 million jobs and migrants gained 635,000 jobs. So we're putting our migrants to work at a much higher level than our own people, our own citizens. So as we create millions of new manufacturing jobs here in Georgia and nationwide, we will make sure that these jobs go to American citizens, not illegal citizens, people that came into our country illegally.
Here's the important part.
Your wages will rise, your costs will fall, your job opportunities will grow, because we will conduct the largest deportation operation, sadly, in American history. We have no choice. This is not sustainable.
Thank you. Promises made, promises kept. No amount of flip-flopping on the street corner is going to stop this from happening. So he's doing exactly what I elected him to do, and I'm going to enjoy watching the protests. By the way, they've announced new locations. The one in downtown St. Louis is going to happen in Keener Plaza. They're going to be in Sappington, Union, St. Peter's, Farmington, and Baldwin. They've added new locations for their big drop and flop on Saturday. Ethan, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
The president acknowledged the statement that Elon put out this morning, and he is appreciative of it. And we are continuing to focus on the business of the American people.
Yeah, how about that? Caroline Levitt, we appreciate that. Still talking about the Elon mess, but wow, that's kind of gotten lost in the headlines, hasn't it?
There are people lining both sides of the Tam Avenue overpass, protesting, they tell me, everything from ICE to Donald Trump to the use of the National Guard and the Marines in Los Angeles.
Yeah, there you have it. They're working on it. That's Caroline, what's her name? Caroline Hecker for Channel 4, reporting on the 40 dense souls or so who appeared on the Tam Avenue overpass, mostly peacefully, yesterday.
Things began to be difficult on Friday when raids took place, and it's important that I begin there because that is the cause of the problems that have happened in the city of Los Angeles and other cities.
L.A. Mayor Largemouth Bass, they're claiming that it was Donald Trump's raids, the ICE raids. If they would just stop picking up illegals, we wouldn't have this problem. Hey, Mayor, I've got some really bad news for you.
We ought to penalize people who burn the American flag while they're committing a crime. If you do that, you ought to have your prison sentence doubled.
Wow, Josh Hawley yesterday. We didn't talk about that when we had him on the air yesterday, did we?
No, we didn't bring that part up. There was so much other stuff to talk about.
I know.
Minimum wage, Medicaid.
And now he's introducing a bill that would ban the burning of the American flag, that would criminalize it. Like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know how that, I don't know if that passes court muster or not.
Trump has said he supports throwing people in jail.
I would agree.
I'm not sure how it is such disrespect. I mean, that irks me when I look at videos of people burning the American flag. I would love to throat punch them too, but I'm just not sure I'm on board with that meaning time in prison. I'm just not sure.
Maybe if it's in the commission of another crime.
If you stole a flag off a company's or a home's flagpole and then burned it, that in and of itself is theft, burglary.
Yeah.
But and vandalism or whatever you would call it. But I don't, if it's your own flag, as disrespectful and as disgusting as it is when someone does that, I'm not sure I would agree that that deserves jail time.
Yeah. All right. We're going to get to a quick break here again. Tommy Ackerman in here, bottom of the hour, 6:35 or so. The Cardinals heading out on the road. It's going to be a big road trip for them. Are they looking for any pitching? Might be the question. I know the trade deadlines have 5 weeks away, but still, may need to look into that to shore things up. Is Mo up to it? We'll find out. We'll get Tom's thoughts on it at 6:35.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.